this is Sandra Laura Manuela. I would like you to meet my two amazing friends, Ilse Adams.
First of all, the golden rule is there are no rules.
And Veronica Sosa.
Being successful is, as I said, from within, connecting to your soul, who you are, your roots.
We decided to bring our magic together and create a brand new episode for Bright Spots Radio about what makes a woman irresistible and magnetic. If we do things that bring us fun, we will look younger, we will look better, we will look more handsome and beautiful. Hello, beautiful you. This is Bright Spots Radio, and I am Sandra Laura Manuela Deakin. I am passionate about turning blind spots into bright spots. Over the last 35 years, I've presented and produced all kinds of lifestyle shows on radio and TV in Belgium. And my own inner journey has been one of remembering the deep mystery of being a woman. Today, I coach, mentor, and teach women worldwide to rediscover their inner brilliance, because I believe we women are here to become goddesses, creators, and leaders of a brighter future. So let these episodes inspire, empower, and uplift you. I'm so happy that you're joining us today, and I'm so excited. I'm going to be honest, I didn't sleep one minute last night because I'm so excited. I'm having two of my favorite people, ladies, here with me in my home for tea, and also to announce an amazing event that we're organizing the 26th of June, and it's called Sensual, Stylish, and Successful. And I'm so excited that two of my soul sisters are sitting here right next to me, and we're going to co-create this, and it's all about making women shine inside and outside. Now, who are these two friends and ladies and power women here next to me? Well, it's the amazing Veronica Sosa from the magazine She and Business Fit. And Veronica is from Venezuela. She lives in Belgium.
Yeah.
And she started from scratch. And today she has a blooming business. She's going to talk today about success. Hello, my beautiful Veronica. Welcome.
Hello, my love. How are you? Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you for being here. And then there's another beautiful, amazing, powerful lady who I have known for more than 20 years. She has helped me so often to spark my light, and she does the styling. She brings out the best in women, and that's my beautiful friend and styling lady, Ilse Adams. Hello, Ilse.
Hello. So nice to be here, Sandra. Thanks for the invite.
It's good to have you here, ladies. And I wanted to talk not only about our event, but we call it sensual, successful, stylish. These three words, I love them so much. What does it actually mean? Because very often as a woman, we place it outside of us, and then it seems like we can never get there. But, you know, we've walked, all three of us, we've walked the path. What does it mean for you? What does it mean to be successful, stylish, sensual?
I think for me, being all these words is just being you. Discover the true you, dare to be you, and embrace your uniqueness instead of always having a look and just focus on perfection. Because for me, perfection doesn't exist. It's uniqueness. That's the power, the spark, that embracing that. That makes a woman spark and makes it the most sensual, successful, and stylish woman on earth.
I fully agree. And it sounds so easy, Ilse, yet it's a journey. It's been such a journey for me. It's been such a journey to really be confident enough to just be enough.
Yes.
And be you.
Yes. And we know each other for so many years. We did so many great stuff, videos, TV programs. And I think we live in a world where social media and living online is so important. And we always have a look and get influenced by what we see online. And there are so many influencers, and I adore them, but self-made people who are telling you what to do, more don'ts than do's. And I think we're all getting a little bit overwhelmed by what we see online.
Oh, absolutely.
And it makes us really insecure. So instead of focusing on us, on ourselves, and looking in the mirror and discover what we like about ourselves, we are focusing on what we dislike and what the other people have, what we don't have.
So stop comparing.
Oh, yes. Please, we are so unique. When I have a look at all women, I adore all women. We're so unique.
Absolutely.
And that's our superpower. The superpower of our tree is that none of us are alike.
And that makes us so powerful.
Yes.
Three is one and one and one is four here.
And I think we also have a lot of pressure being successful in everything we do, being a mom, being the best on work, you know, getting rich, paying our bills, and be the most beautiful woman in the room. We don't need to be all of that.
Oh, yes.
We just need to be ourselves. And as you know, Sandra, once you start to say, I'm focusing on me again and embracing myself and my uniqueness, that's when you started to shine.
Yes, and giving yourself a break.
Yes.
Give yourself a break. And Veronica, because Ilsen and I, we don't have any children, but you have you're a mom as well. You have a successful business. You started as a Venezuelan lady in Belgium from zero. What is success for you?
Well, ladies, listen to you and listen to Ilse, what she's saying. I'm just thinking about my daughter, right? And thank you for bringing that to the table, because it's true. Social media put us on a place that we have to, we should be this or that. And, you know, yesterday I was speaking to my daughter that we are successful, or the definition for us should be to feel full connected within, with our roots, with who we are, with our looks, and, you know, all of this. My daughter is mixed from Belgium and Venezuela. And she asked me if she was beautiful.
Aww. And she is so beautiful.
And I said, of course you are. And she said, yes, because I'm your daughter. And that's what you say. And I felt, and this conversation is so powerful right now, because we are only connected to the beauty from outside.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, from like, and how we can compare to, for example, me being Venezuelan to a Belgian woman. Why am I going to compare?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So absolutely.
We should feel, and we should feel beautiful from this side. And I know you said that it's really difficult. And it is. Sometimes we disconnect and we think, oh, I want to be like somebody else. And I think it's really important what we're doing right now, you know?
Absolutely.
To talk about our differences, and as well to
our
those differences. Exactly. Those differences to be, you know, embraced like our superpowers, as you said.
It's
and,
like, oh, sorry.
Sorry, yeah. And, you know, I just want to say, because that's what we'll be doing the 26th as well. What helped me a lot, because I felt very inconfident inside. I would never walk outside. So when I was a TV presenter, without my makeup, for example. And what has made me transform in that and shift in that is that I started bringing my senses in. Instead of looking in the mirror, I really started breathing, meditating, doing body work, but inwards, listening to myself. And from that space, you're always beautiful.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Ilse, you wanted to add something to that as well.
Yes, because I think we are so, and actually it's of all ages, like you say, Veronica. It's like insecurities is of all ages.
Exactly.
Even now, because the youth, younger children are living online.
Yes.
And they have difficulties even with talking to each other, you know, because they're always connecting with Messenger or TikTok. And
and also,
we always get influenced constantly. It never stops, even like hashtag body positivity.
Exactly.
It's a good thing, but no, it isn't at the same time.
Yes.
Because we are saying to women, telling women, you have to feel, you know,
comfortable
in your body.
Be spontaneous now.
and show your cellulite, and really show your body, and don't use filters. No, just have fun.
Have fun.
Have fun. We lost the fun factor.
Yes.
Also, styling is fun.
Yes.
And we're always saying, when you have those curves, you're not supposed to wear skinny jeans. Where did you read that? Just throw away that book if you have one.
And you know, that's why I invited you ladies here, because with you, I have so much fun. And this morning when I left Luke, my husband, and he just said, like, I just feel you're going to have so much fun.
Yes.
And I feel that if we do things that bring us fun, we will look younger. We will look better. We
Definitely.
Will look more handsome and beautiful.
And we're so intimidated by the word sensuality.
Yes.
When you say sensuality, a lot of women think about sex. Sexy, looking sexy, like showing off. No, sensuality is just a superpower. It's just a small things, looking in the mirror and smiling at yourselves and buying your favorite perfume and just giving yourself small presents.
Absolutely.
Every day, compliments. All those small things makes that you embrace yourself more every day, taking baby steps. And sensuality is just being you.
And that's being beautifully selfish.
Yes.
I love to be beautifully selfish. It's something I had to learn, because I always felt guilty if I would take me time and in the middle of the day have a bath because I feel like having a bath, or just say, like, I want to be in my pajamas today. And then I discovered, and we talk about that a lot, Veronica, when, you know, we have pajama days, and we talked about it before, Ilse.
Yes.
And the day after, you know, I feel so more productive.
Yes.
I think taking me time is really important, and that's what being successful is all about. I think being successful is, as I said, from within, connecting to your soul, who you are, your roots. Being South American or Venezuelan and talking and listening to you ladies about sexiness is being such a hassle for me, you know, because at the end of the day in Venezuela, I think Latino girls are considered being sexy all the time. And I remember when I was learning how to be a speaker, I remember one of my coaches said to me, but you shouldn't wear that clothes. He said to me, because people is going to, you know, you're going to call the attention of the man with your body. And I was just such really angry with the misogynist man, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I learned, you know, the difference of the body as well. I am like a guitar, thanks God, but I was embarrassed because, you know, I could call the attention. And I was just thinking, like, how I'm going to be dressed so I don't call the attention for my body, but for my intelligence or for my... And then I was, you know, like...
And you get so mixed up inside,
exactly,
don't you?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And you are so delicious, Veronica.
Oh.
You have such a beautiful, gorgeous body. It's the body of a goddess.
Thank you.
Yet I understand. I've been there too when I went into more business.
Yeah.
And I remember I had a meeting and had a beautiful green dress on, but my back was open. And then afterwards, one of my colleagues said...
Too sexy.
Don't do that. That's
exactly.
Too sexy. And Ilse, give us some advice here, because I went like, oh, I want to be me, yet I know in a certain environment we need to follow maybe the rules. So what's your advice here, Ilse?
First of all, there are no rules.
Oh, you know what?
The golden
I would love your advice after this exciting news, and then we're going to listen to Ilse's advice.
Hey, ladies. What if you could become bigger than all those voices of doubt and self-criticism inside of your head? What if you could liberate yourself from everything that keeps you stuck in life?
And what if you could learn how to dress in a way your inner brilliance gets to shine even more? Join us on the 26th of June live in Antwerp for an amazing event, sensual, stylish and successful, with Veronica Sosa, Ilse Adams and myself, Sandra Laura Manuela Deakin. We will teach you about the magic and the magnetism of a woman. Interested? Go to sandralauramanuela.com and connect with me for more information, or book a free 15-minute discovery call with me, because we want you to live your best life and shine. Oh, I'm so excited and I'm so enjoying myself with these amazing friends, soul sisters and power women, Ilse Adams and Veronica Sosa. And we're going to do the event sensual, stylish and successful. And Ilse was just explaining to us, because Veronica and me, we just shared that we love our juiciness and sensuality in dressing, without being over the top. And at the same time, we are business women. And sometimes we got the remark like, oh, I shouldn't wear that because that's not business-like. And then we've got this amazing Ilse with so much experience, wanting a woman to shine. Ilse, give us some advice. What do you do if you want to look feminine, you love being juicy, and you want your business to thrive as well, and you know you're stepping into a business environment the next day or that day?
Okay.
So what do you do?
First of all, the golden rule is there are no rules. You should be focusing on you, and of course be aware that there are certain dress codes for every occasion. But the most important thing is you, the way you look at yourself, your self-esteem. You know, when you presenting something and you might wear the best clothes ever and you're not really
comfortable
in it,
yeah,
then you don't shine, you don't have the spark.
That's so,
you know,
true.
So when you really feel comfortable and really feel well and woo, you feel like,
you know, I have that when I go to, that's not a business environment, but when I go to a party, I love dressing sexy with a negligee, you know.
Yeah, why not?
But sometimes it's a little bit too deep and I look good when I look in the mirror, you know, it's beautiful.
And then
I go to the party and then I sit like this, I cover myself and then I think, no, this wasn't right. So what should I do there?
Bring a scarf just in case.
Yeah, just bring a scarf. Yeah, maybe you should.
And it's, you know, it's just that little bit of shame. Although I want to, because the dress is beautiful.
I think the most important thing is because the way we look is our business card to the world.
Yeah.
You don't have 10 minutes. You only have 3 seconds to make a first impression. And you can't say, hey, I'm Sandra. I'm dressed really sexy, but you know what? I'm married. So don't worry, ladies. You're looking good as well, you know. We don't have that time. So the first impression, of course, is really, really important. But feeling comfortable, we always should start first from the inside.
The inside, yeah.
Being comfortable, loving ourselves, that's the first step. And then, of course, business-wise, we always have that kind of pressure as well, Veronica, as you know, and Sandra. We all, the three of us, know that. But just being you is your superpower. That's what my parents told me, and I'm so grateful for that. They always said, if you want to be successful, just be you and stay true to yourself. I always did that.
Yeah,
so
fully agree.
Wherever I come, whatever I wear, even if I wear sneakers or high heels, I'm feeling really comfortable. Oh, I own the moment. I'm owning everything. I'm owning the stage. And with such a nice energy and a gentle energy, because I'm not intimidated by others. I don't want to be the best because I am already good for myself.
And I'm going to say something here, Ilse. I love, love, love this. Yet I also sometimes feel, because, you know, the three of us are power women. We look good, we are successful, and we are magnetic. I can say that sometimes other women are scared of that.
That's their problem. That's their problem, not our problem, because they get intimidated because they don't feel, they don't have enough
self-confidence.
Yeah, self-confidence.
Yeah.
They're not.
And confidence. I go so, I don't know about you, Veronica, but I know you don't, Ilse. But I sometimes, I've shifted that, but I used to then say, ooh, I'd better play small now because I don't want to intimidate her more.
Never play small.
Yeah.
Just invite other women to feel as good as we feel.
Yeah, that's it. And, that's what
you know,
it's about.
And that's what we are going to do, you know, together.
The 26th of June.
Yes.
And there will come more. I know it.
Yes.
I think we should, you know, tease the women a little bit who are listening and keep the rest as a surprise.
Yes.
I think they've listened and they've smelled and they've tasted our flavor and our essence.
Yeah, and I'm really looking forward to get to know all of you because I can give a lot of personal tips and tricks and
feeling their energy,
connecting with them. Connecting with you. And I should say this is an opportunity. Don't miss it.
Don't miss it. Three power women wanting you to shine, and what I'm going to give is help you give you practical daily tools you can build up that inner confidence, because it's been my journey and I know how to get there, and I'll give you very practical tools. And Veronica, what are you going to bring to the table, to the party?
What I'm going to bring is just a vision. I call it a magical vision of where your business can be from now to the future and how to build it up in steps, little steps. Like Ilse said, you build everything step by step, because sometimes they might think, oh, well, it's easy because you got it or you found your way or you're connected to you. But it's a path. It's a transformation that, as you said, every day work. And I think we're going to just give that, you know, these tools, not only from within the stylish, but vision to going out there and
the
conquer.
Female values. I love how you do business, Veronica, the female way. I can't wait. And ladies, did I tell you there'll be champagne and strawberries?
Okay,
lecker.
Yeah.
I love you, ladies. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And thank you for being here the 26th of June. And ladies who are listening, welcome, welcome, welcome. Can't wait to see you. Thank you for listening. If you haven't connected with me on social media yet, make sure you do. You can find me under Sandra Laura Manuela. I can't wait to get to know you better. Bye for now and see you soon.